American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A trumpet player at the anti-Israel protest at Fordham University in New York City. An NYPD bus was splattered with red paint outside the university today, hours after an encampment was formed during anti-Israel demonstrations. The school notified protesters today that they were suspended and banned from campus. Fox News says a letter from Fordham's vice president for student affairs told the protesters they had been suspended from on-campus housing assignment classes, final examinations, and all events, including senior week and commencement. Here's a Columbia University protester talking about the needs of protesters.
I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for.
Former President Donald Trump appeared at a rally today in Wisconsin, where he touched on many topics, including anti-Israel protesters camping on school grounds.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
A conservative activist is warning that former President Trump's ongoing hush money case won't necessarily end up well. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has ruled that Donald Trump was in contempt of court and fined him $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to the case. And Merchan says if Trump violates the gag order again, he could be jailed. Gary Bauer is chairman of the Campaign for Working Families. He has a warning about the ultimate outcome of this case.
It won't necessarily end well. This is a jury of Democrats in a Democrat city, and they're watching what's playing out in that courtroom. And these are not people steeped in the law, by and large. So they may very well look at this and go, what is wrong with this guy? I mean, the judge, you know, it's threatening to throw him in jail because of the things he's saying. This is a horrible man, and they could find him guilty.
And Bauer says a recent CNN poll result is very frightening.
One of the questions buried in the poll was, if Trump is found guilty of a felony, would you still vote for him? 24% of Republicans said no. In other words, it would be over. They're saying if he's found guilty, a quarter of Republicans are saying, well, that's it. I can't vote for him. So Trump is in a mess. This is why they did it. The jury's out. No pun intended on whether it's going to work or not.
I'm Chad Groening.
Jailers in Georgia must now check the immigration status of inmates and apply to help enforce federal immigration law under a new bill that gained traction after police accused an illegal alien of beating a nursing student to death on the University of Georgia campus. Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill into law today at the Georgia Public Safety Training Center in Forsyth. Most provisions take effect immediately. As expected, the Fed will be holding interest rates steady. Details from Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Federal Reserve officials keeping interest rates at a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, a two-decade high. Several months ago, it was expected that the central bank would be slashing interest rates several times this year, but higher inflation readings of late have dampened rate cut hopes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
The Fed says it doesn't plan to cut interest rates until it has greater confidence that price increases are slowing to its 2% target. The Fed has lifted rates rapidly from near zero in 2022 to combat inflation that reached a 40-year high.
And that's a wrap on news now. We do thank you for listening. Find more news at AFN.net. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.